We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Samach Tes Amud Beis. Omamar, this is Rameir talking. Haitziu, he said that Ram Gamil, they told his children, Haitziu Mashata Maitziim, in this Chotzer, that they had this Tzedaki living in the Chotzer, and the Tzedaki was Mavatel, his Rishus, to the other people of the Chotzer, because he couldn't do a Erev, a Tzedaki can't do an Erev, so he Mavatel his stuff. So Ram Gamil told his kids, Haitziu Mashata Maitziim, Vechlishu Mashata Machlisim, Achelo Yoitziya Toya Vezeh. Take out something or bring something in from the chatzah before this tzedaki comes and uses it. Because if he uses it, then he took it back. Because then, if he takes it back, it's going to become aser again, and you're not going to be able to carry in the chatzah. Lememra, it's mashma from these words of Rameya. T'chimavka inu, v'odah mafik ihu, loy aser. It's mashma that once they are machzik, they take ownership of the chatzah, and then he tries to take ownership back, it doesn't work. If he goes out there and tries to use it, it will not aser, because once they accept ownership of the chatzah that he was mevatel to them, then they have it. That's what's mashman. Afterwards, you can't aser anymore. Break the Gemara Kasha, but tonight we're into the next Mishnah. Mishnosan, Rishusa, Yiva Hoitzi, Bein Beshek, Bein Mezid, Oyser, Devra Meir. It says in the next Mishnah that if someone is mevatel Rishus and then he carries out, he uses it, then he asks again, he took it back. We just finished saying here that you can't take it back after they are machzik in it. That's the Gemara's kasha. Are you going to ask me, what's the kasha? Maybe they were talking about that the person who was mevatel used it before the other people of the chatzah took ownership. So Tosfos on Tamachas Amud Beis asks this question, and he says that the Lashon Mishenosan Nesina sounds like they accept the ownership already. Mishenosan Rishusa, the Mevatel is Mevatel his Rishus in the Chatzar, and the other people of the Chatzar accepted ownership. Still, it says, that's why it's a cash, it's mash, but even after other people of the Chatzar accept ownership, still, if they go and use it, it's like they took it back. And that's why it's a cash. It's a stira. You know how you read the next Mishnah? Once you gave it to them and they will accept ownership, and then you might see it's Eino Iser, you guys. Eino, it does not ask it. They can't take it back. The person who is a Vata cannot take it back. That's one Teretz. And by Yamaloi Kasha, Kanshech Ziku Bnei Mavi B'Mavi. In our case, where it says that once the people took ownership, the person who was a vatel cannot take it back, it's they can't get back, is a case where the Bnei Mavi took ownership in it. Shechziku Bnei Mavi. And Kan, Shalayachziku Bnei Mavi B'Mavi, the case of the Mishnah later on, is talking about that they did not accept ownership. We just said that Mishnosan Rishusa is mashma like that. Abai say no, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean Nosan Rishusa, it just means they were vatel it. But the Bnei Mavi did not accept ownership yet for that. That's what Tosfos explains, that Abai holds that it's not a diak. And he brings a riot to himself. He's going to bring a riot from the following brisa, that even though it says a lashon nosan, still, we'll see at the end of this brisa, that even though he used the lashon nosan, still, it's talking about before the other people of Bnei Mavi accepted ownership. But Tanya, he'll bring a riot to this teretz, that there's a difference if the Bnei Mavi accepted ownership or not. Because the brisa is like this. Im actually nosan reshusai hoitzi. So first we're talking about a halacha like this. We have five people in the courtyard, one person forgot to wear erev. And now you need him to bittel. But you didn't ask him yet to do bittel. You didn't tell him, he didn't do it yet. The guy goes and carries out, and the way Rashi learns is that even though the guy carried out be'isser, he's still not a mumer, and he still could do bittel. Because we know Allah is a mumer, let's say someone who's a mumer, he can't do bittel because he's like a guy. But here, Rameya is telling you if the guy took out, you know, carried out here, it's still yachal avat the Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, b'shoigig yochel avatel. If the guy who did not make an erev carried out b'shoigig, then he still could do bittel. He's not a mumar yet. He's not considered a rasha yet. But b'mezid ain't yochel avatel. If he carried up b'mezid, he can't be mevatel. Why? Like Rashi says, he's called k'sav Rabbi Yehuda mechal Shabbos ain't yochel avatel b'loy schiris. That is mechal Shabbos, he can't be mevatel. This is schiris. He's already mechal Shabbos. Talking about b'fahesi here, and also even though it's darabanan, still is called a mumar. That's how Rashi learns Vachlekes here, Ramei Rav Yehuda. Ramei says, if the guy carried out, he still could do Bittel because he's not called a Mumer yet. The Rav Yehuda holds that B'shmezid you call a Mumer. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat, and Tosfos is Maschel Haitzi, because Tosfos says not Maschel like that in the Brayis, that's the Vachlekes. And also he says that it's not called a mumer if someone only does it one time. That's not called a mumer. It has to be his ragel to do it. And therefore, Taisa has a different shot in this machlekes. I, in the end of Taisa's hoitzi. Akapon, that's the first part of Braisa. The Braisa goes further. When with the lashon of Misha Nosan Rishusai, if he was in Vatar's Rishus, Bahoitzi, and then he took out Bein Meshagri Amazed. Oh, it's the Ramayor. Ramayor holds, if the person went out and used it, the guy was in Vatar, went out and used it, it's like he took it back and he asks, the Ramayor. Rabbi Yudayim, no, it depends. Bemezid oyser, if he goes out bemezid on purpose, then it looks like he's taking back his property. Veshoigig ain't oyser. And on that we say, medvar amurim, this is Pastor going according to Rameya, medvar amurim, veshaleich zikub neimavi vavavi. The only time we say that if you mevatel and then you go use it, that's like you took it back, it's only if the bnei mavi did not take ownership yet of your property in the mavi or your chatzah. Avachziku bnei mavi mavi, if they're ready with machzik, bein v'shoig b'meizid, ain't noise, it does not answer. So what you see in this braisa is, that even though it's a losha mishin nosan reshusai, still, we say, medvar amurim, mishlechziku bnei mavi mavi, that even though it's nosan reshusai, we're saying it's talking about a case where the bnei mavi did not take ownership of the mavi. So we see clearly that even in Lashon Nosan, it's possible to say there wasn't accepted ownership, and that's why it's not a steer to Rameyas. The Rameyer of the Braisa that says that be careful, take something out first, is talking about that if you do ownership first, then it doesn't make a problem if the Tzeduki goes use it afterwards. And the Mishlein on that says that if you go use it, it's like you took it back, it's only before the Bnei Mavi accepted ownership of it. Now this Medvar Murim, Rashi says, is going according to Rameya, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, in our Mishnah, it's Mashma, via our Mishnah, we'll see in a second in the Gemara, via our Mishnah is Mashma, that even after the Bnei Mavi are Machzik, still the Mevatel could take it back. And therefore, the Rashi says, if you one shot, the Medvar Murim is going Dafka for Rameya. Let's go further in the Gemara. Omar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beloshon Acheris, this Omar is going back on the Braisa before. That a different girsa of Rabbi Gamil. Omar, who do I mean? Veloshon acheres, a different version of the story of Rabbi Gamil told his kids. He told his kids, Maharu v'osu tzarchechem v'mavui, ach lo techshach v'yesar aleichem. He said, told his bnei bayis, do everything you have to do right now before it gets dark, because once Shabbos starts, the tzedek is an ass on you. Alma, nachru, who is a guy, and bitter doesn't work. Right, the Gemara, but in our Mishnah is not mashma like that. In our Mishnah is mashma va'anan ad shelo yoytzi tnan. If you go back to our Mishnah, it says use the mavi even on Shabbos until he comes out and starts using it on Shabbos, he'll be taking it back. Ad shelo yoytzi until he starts using it. It's mashma that the bittul worked. The bittul does work by its tzedaki, and he's not like a nachri. So it's a stira to Rav Yehuda's va'anan ad shelo yoytzi tnan. So the Gemara in our Mishnah doesn't mean ad shelo yoytzi. It means ad shelo yoytzi hayoyim. It means, do everything now, before the day leaves. Once the day leaves, it's Shabbos, you're not going to be able to do any work anymore, because by a tzeduki, he cannot do a bittul. B'yibayi say, malay kasha. A different terrace is not kasha. There's two types of tzeduki, two types of rishayim. Kama mumra chav Shabbos betzina. When he's mechal Shabbos betzina, so then he's still called a yid, and bittul works. Kama mumra chav Shabbos fahesia. When he's mechal Shabbos fahesia, then bittul does not work, he's like a goy. That's the chiluk. So a mishnah that says that the bittul work took mechal Shabbos betzina, and the brayso over here took mechal Shabbos befahesia, where by its tzedaki will not work bittul. And really in halacha both truths are the same, because if you the first tarot that the mishnah means actually lo yoytzi hayoyim that bittul doesn't work, so also it's tzedaki mechal Shabbos befahesia. The only nafkan read will be that if our mishnah took mechal Shabbos befahesia, so then you see that Rameyer who argues on Yehuda obviously holds that mechal Shabbos befahesia also bittul works. But if you learn, like the second teretz, that the Mishnah before took Mechal Shabbos Betzina, all you see is Rameya holds Mechal Shabbos Betzina, that bittul works, you don't see Mechal Shabbos Fahesia works. But upon them, what's coming up from our Gemara is that when you have Mechal Shabbos Fahesia, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot do bittul. Keman Oz Lohad the Tanya. Who's this following Brice going? Like the Brice says, Mumor Vigil upon him, a Mumor who's a Rasha, or a Gil upon him who's a Mechutzif, who Hareza, who's like a defined person, Hareza in a Vata Rishus. He can't do Bit Rishus because they're like Goyim. Break the Margil upon a Mumahava, someone who's defiant and is a Mechutzif, he's a Mumar. Ella, they read like this, Mumar Begil upon him, which means he's a Varian and he does a Befahesia, any Yachal of Vata Rishus. Someone who's a Mumar, Befahesia, can't be Mevatal Rishus. So who's that like? Who's this Brisa like? That says that a Mumar Befahesia can't be Mevatal Rishus. That commandment, like Rabbi Yehuda holds, that a Mechal Shabbos Fahesia cannot be Mevatel Rishos. Zog the Gemara, Ahud nafag b'chumras of the medusha. A person who went out with a certain type of ring, a chumras of the medusha. If he Rashi's second pshat, it means a ornament that holds besamim, which is not a tachshit, and therefore it's considered carrying on Shabbos and chayav achatas. That's how Rashi learns. Other Rishayim learned he was carrying. He was walking out carrying this chumras of the medusha. He was carrying it, and it was over Shabbos. Keeping the chazir who didn't see her, he saw who didn't see her walk coming. That was the nasi. Kasi, he covered it. He was embarrassed. Omar, so they said, Gunzem Mevatel Shosh Rabbi Yehuda. If you're Rabbi Yehuda Tana, you can Mevatel Rishos. Why? Because this is called Mechal Shabbos Betzina. You see, he was embarrassed of the Nasi. When Nasi walked by, that's called Mechal Shabbos Betzina, not Mechal Shabbos Befahesia. So, Omar Rav Huna, Ezer Yisrael Mumma. What's a Yisrael Mumma? Now, Yisrael Mumma has a lot of communists. First of all, Yisrael Mumma cannot do Shchita, and there's other halachas, he can't bring Kabbonis. So what makes someone a Yisrael Mumar? What makes someone a Yisrael who's a Rasha? You can't accept his Kabbonis and you can't accept his Shechita. Zeh Mechal Shabbos Vahesed. That's someone who's Mechal Shabbos in public. Someone's Mechal Shabbos in public, according to Rav Huna, is Yisrael Mumar, and he cannot shecht the carbon, and also he can't bring certain Kabbonis. It means he can't shecht any animal. He can't do any Shechita, means even for eating, a Mumar can't do. And he also cannot bring certain Kabbonis to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Gemara says. Omar Nachman, come on, who's that like? Ikra Meir, who says regarding a different inyan, because you chash for one Aveira, you chash for everything, and that's why Mechal Shabbos Vahesia is a Mumar called Tarakula. So I feel back to Kalashim Shabbat Tarinami, don't have to have a Shabbos. Any Isser, if one Isser means a chash on other Surim, so any Isser, you'll be chash on other Surim, and therefore it should make him a Mumar. Why Dafka Shabbos? Why do you pick Shabbos? So Tarik is going to call it the Rabbanon, who hold in Mesechus Becharis regarding something else. That chashu dava ech, ra'amri chashu dava ech, lo'ev chashu dava ech, kula. Someone who does one aveira is not chashu of other aveiras. So then why is Mechal Shabbos called a mumar? Ad have a mumar chavim. The Rabbanon say the only time you call a mumar called a tarakula is only if either you're over the whole tarakula or you're over Avodah Zarah. Why? Because Avodah Zarah is kaifer in the call of tarakula, is kaifer in the whole Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's called kaifer called tarakula. So here, why are you saying Mechal Shabbos v'hesi is a mumar? A man of shach. If you hold chashid for one mitzvah, you chashid for everything, so then any mitzvah. Teretz is you hold it Rabbanon. Hold it. Chashid one mitzvah doesn't mean the other mitzvah, so then only Avodah Zarah is a cardinal crime that makes you a rosh of everything. Not Mechal Shabbos. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak. When we say this mumar, we don't need mumar, we call it tarakula. When Rav Huna said that a mumar Mechal Shabbos is called a mumar, it meant liter reshus levat reshus. The guy with the din of bittel. Look at the Italian, look at the Braisa. Yisrael Muma is Meshavah Shabbat B'Shuk. Yisrael Muma does Averis, but he's Meshavah Shabbos in the Shuk, B'Fahesia. Mevatel Rishus, he can do Bittel. Meshaina Meshavah Shabbat B'Shuk, Eina Mevatel Rishus. Yisrael is not Meshavah Shabbos B'Fahesia, he cannot do Bittel Rishus. Meshavah Omru, Yisrael Noit Rishus and Noit Rishus. Yisrael could give away his Rishus and take Rishus. But V'Nochri Atche Yazkar, V'Nochri you have to rent. Kate said, how do you do Bittel Rishus? I'm a loy, you say, Rishus is done by Yisrael, how do you do with the Rishus? I'm a loy, Rishus is given to you. My Rishus is given to you. Rishus is given to my Rishus is bottled to you. Then you can't up, in Tzarek Liskeis, you don't have to do a Kenyan Suda. Even though usually when you do a transaction in Yiddishkeit by Israel, you need a Kenyan, you need a Kenyan Suda. Even when you buy from a guy, you need a Kenyan. Here, by Bittel, the halacha is that you could just say, Rishus Yikinu Lach, it's enough of Bittel. That's a chiddush of Bittel. Even without any Kenyan, it works. But what we're saying in this price is, Yisrael Muma does not keep Shabbos, cannot do Bittel. And that's what Rav Huna meant. Rav Huna meant when he said, Mechal Shabbos Vahesia is a Muma, he meant Legabe Bittel, but not Legabe Kol HaTorah Kula. Legabe Kol HaTorah Kula, either have to be Avodah Zarah, or to be Oivan Kol HaTorah Kula.